When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Maya Chupkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. My name is Maya Chupkov. I'm your host. Today we have Gavin Zilvassy. Gavin is the founder and chairman for the Tia Maria Foundation. He's a person who stutters. Welcome, Gavin, to Proud Stutter.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. We've been like chatting back and forth, so this is a long time coming.
Definitely.
Can you talk about your stutter and what it was like living with a stutter? Like, when did you first realize you had a stutter, like that whole thing?
Yeah. Even when you say the word stutter, it's kind of like, it's one of those words that I didn't have a lot of comfortability, you know, with it for a lot of years until, you know, a couple months ago. It's been a word that, you know, hasn't been a good word, even when people use it loosely, you know, when friends use it. So my journey started, I went into speech therapy when I was a kid, 3 or 4 years old, didn't really have a stutter, was just kind of, you know, working out some kinks with my speech, you know, early on. Went through school, didn't have anything. And then it was in middle school that, you know, it really started getting bad. And I realized it when I was, you know, reading sentences in class. We used to do a snake method, which I hated. And it was just, you know, next guy up. And, you know, I would have to read that next sentence and it just crumbled. Yeah, fell apart. I couldn't speak. I was, you know, a kid who had spoke perfectly throughout my entire life. And then all of a sudden, boom, I couldn't speak. So I was, you know, my parents worked so hard to put me through speech therapy. I went through that in sixth and seventh grade. Was not fun waking up on Saturday mornings, but you know, one of my heroes is my, you know, speech therapist. She changed my life and changed it for the better. And so just going through that process was hard, you know, being bullied in middle school. Kids, you know, I don't blame them, but kids don't know any better, you know, especially at that young age. But, you know, coming after me because I couldn't speak properly or in, you know, their mind properly. But yeah, just that middle school experience, I took that with me. Then the pandemic hit and, you know, my stutter did get better after I went to my sessions and practiced at home and practiced in front of the mirror, as I think every stutterer has, you know, and then going into high school and, you know, kind of navigating that was hard. You know, having those episodes where some days are good, some days aren't, I think that's something that everybody goes through. But then heading into, you know, college, it's, you know, still, something that I have with me, something that I carry with me. You know, first day of college was not fun, you know, with the introductions and saying your name and, you know, everybody looking at you. So it's still something that I deal with every day, that, you know, embarrassment from having it has kind of gone away. I think the main thing that I've done is just embraced it. I think it's a part of me and you have to embrace it.
Yeah. And you said like you carry with you, like your experience of middle school and like the bullying, and I was bullied too. And, you know, not everyone experiences bullying, but I feel like the people who do, there's like this toughness that you kind of have to that you learn, because it's
Right.
not like you can just give up and not go to school. Like you have to, like, you're forced to kind of endure the pain. And so, yeah, like, do you feel like you kind of develop more of like a resilience from that experience?
Definitely, yeah. I think, even when I go through things that aren't, stuttering related, I think I kind of have like that toughness that I take with me. I had to go to school every day, didn't want to go at all, and that was probably the worst part, was having to wake up every day and being like, I have to take this on. And, being in that, fight mode every day, where you have to deal with it and you have to, overcome it, and you have to surround yourself with people that are going to accept you. And that was hard for somebody, who was in middle school and going into high school. So yeah, definitely, just taking with me that, just toughness and like mental toughness was huge.
Yeah, and so you're very young. Can you tell us how old you are?
Yes, I'm 18 years old, current freshman at Villanova University.
Yeah, like wow, that's incredible. Like you literally sound like you're not that you're like 25 or something. So I bet a lot of people listening are like, "Wait, what?" So that's why I wanted to call it out, 'cause it's just very
Thank you.
impressive. So yeah, how has the transition been from high school to college? 'Cause for me, I feel like I really found myself my first year of college. Like it was the first time I ever had like friends that I could actually trust and that got me, and it was just the first time where I really didn't have to like put on as much of a mask. Like in high school, I felt like I had to like really force myself to fit in. So yeah, I'm just wondering how that transition has been for you.
Yeah, definitely the same thing. I felt coming into college, in September, I wanted to get involved with, stuttering advocacy. I think that was huge for me. And I had spoken to somebody that I knew who stuttered, and they called it, like a coming out. You're coming out as like a stutterer. And I think that college definitely helped me with that. Coming out as, a person who stutters is huge. I mean, it's a huge milestone. I'm doing this podcast. I never would have thought, senior year of high school, that I would be sitting with you tonight doing this podcast about my stutter. I mean, that is totally foreign to me. But yeah, I think in September, and college definitely pushed me to do that, where I said, you know what, I'm going into the real world. No one is going to care that much. So you might as well go out there and help, or try to help somebody else who was going through something that I went through in middle school and high school, than to sit quiet. I think that's the worst thing that you can do. You have to talk about it.
Yeah, can you talk more about your goals around advocacy?
Well, yeah, I think, and I think it was President Joe Biden that said it, that stuttering is the only disability that people still make fun of, one of the only ones. And I think he's spot on. So I think there is a stigma on college campuses surrounding it, that definitely needs to be changed. So definitely bringing some advocacy work into, my own college community, or, somewhere else in my high school, going into my high school. But yeah, I think it's not talked about a ton. And that's why this podcast is so great, and your movement is so great, because it talks about it and it shines light on it. And yeah, so just bringing that, advocacy work into college, and I think that's huge.
You've had your first semester, and I know sometimes people don't know what they're going to study like right away, but like what are you studying? Like what are your interests now that you're kind of a semester in? Do you know what you're going to major in?
Yeah, so I've always been super into politics. Politics has been, my thing since the fourth grade. People used to call me like future president and stuff. So I kind of took that and ran. So I'm studying poli sci in college, minor in business, hoping to go on and work on campaigns and work on Capitol Hill, maybe run one day. I think that would be great. So yeah, I think politics is definitely branch that I'm going to go into. Law, I haven't been interested in. I think it's too much school for me. You know, doing 3 years on top of four is tough. But yeah, definitely politics.
It'd be amazing to have another person who stutters, do like being in office in any level of government. So, yay.
Definitely.
Okay, so not only are you a freshman and you're 18 and all that, we already went over that, but you also are a founder and chairman of the Tia Maria Foundation. So, talk to us about the foundation, why you started it, and how you juggle all of it with school.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it is hard, but yeah, I started the Tia Maria Foundation in June of this year, so 2024. Well, June of last year. But yeah, it's been great so far. I started it in memory of my great grandma, who is known as Tia Maria. We have a huge Portuguese family, a lot of people, over 40 people, and she was known as the aunt, which Tia is aunt, so Aunt Maria. And she was the person that has impacted my life the most. I was blessed with 13 great years with her. She was an advocate for me, taught me kindness, taught me how to, treat people. The nicest person ever. Grew up in Terceira Island in the Azores in Portugal, dirt poor, did not have money. Had to, when she would go to church on the weekends with her nine siblings, which is crazy, nine of them, she would have to trade off shoes because they did not have enough shoes. Growing up, father was a fisherman, just coming from a poor, poor area. But the thing that they did have was love. And that was above all. They didn't have money, they had love. She came here in 1970 to Elizabeth, New Jersey, started a life. My grandparents worked nights and factory jobs. She couldn't work because she had health issues, but just started a great life for my mom. My mom was an only child. Went on to have a great career and is having a great career in marketing. So I'm so proud of her. But yeah, just stemming from my great grandmother, I wanted to create something that really talked about her life. She died at 101. I mean, 101 years of just love, happiness, and kindness. And that's what she brought to this earth. And, sitting here almost 5 years after her death, I wanted to do something. And I wanted to take her image and take her legacy and carry that forward. So we started this scholarship foundation in June of 2024. We will be awarding our first scholarship February 28, 2025. I'm so excited to a deserving student in the Elizabeth Public School System for college or trade school. And our goal is really to just create a network of great students. And for people that don't know and people who are not familiar with the area, but our city in Elizabeth is not a great, school district. It's not, a school district where, 99% of the kids are graduating. It's rough. And, there's a great group of people there that are working to fix that. And, I wanted to give the kids who are coming out of COVID, which was a period where I think that motivation was lacked a lot. Giving them that motivation or trying to at least to continue on and create a great life for themselves. Just like my great grandma set my mom up, set me up to go to Villanova, doing the same for them. And that's what we've done. So it's super exciting. in terms of juggling it with school, it is tough sometimes, you know, dedicating, especially in our busy time, which is now where our applications are due in 7 days, you know, having to read all them and go through that process. So it's tough. It's definitely a balance. It's some sacrifice in there, maybe going home a weekend to work on it and then coming back and, you know, missing out on some college parties. But, you know, definitely some sacrifice, but, you know, it's so worth it because I think that we're making a difference and we're going to make a bigger, you know, difference in 3, 5, 10 years from now.
Oh my God, that's so inspiring. And like, and just that there's that backstory behind it that is just so powerful. And you're just, yeah, it sounds like you're making a big difference in your community. So I can imagine that being in your position as like the chairman, like you probably have to speak a lot, speak to a lot of people, like raise money and just like kind of be that advocate for the organization. Like, how, as a person who stutters, do you navigate that? And like also being a young person too.
I have my gala coming up. I know that we'll touch on that, but I have to give a speech to a room of over 100 people. I would be lying if I said that I wasn't nervous, but you know, definitely as a person who stutters going into that, and I am going to touch on my stutter in, you know, my speech. I can say that now, but spoiler alert. But yeah, definitely navigating it is hard. I think the mindset is everything. Going into that with a good mindset, and you know, trying to say to yourself that, you know, people are not going to care. At the end of the day, they are not going to, you know, come after you or critique you or, you know, focus on that in your speech. The main thing that counts is your messaging. And I think that, you know, I just heard something on TikTok the other day. Let them. I think that's a great theory. Is that let them theory? Let them think that. Do not care what people think. And as long as you say what you want to say, it does not matter how you say it, does not matter the time that you take to say it. I think that's the main thing that people need to take into account. And that's what I take to that. Well, yeah, that's what I try to take into account when I speak and when I have to go on the phone and call donors, when I have to, you know, give a speech here, when I have to give an interview here. I think that's the main thing that I take with me.
Okay, I kind of have a random question. So you had to fill out, you had to write an essay for your college apps, right?
Correct.
What was your essay on? I'm curious.
Stuttering, definitely. Yes. Yeah,
Oh,
which hopefully helped me. It was a pretty good essay, in my
I knew
opinion. I
it.
thought it was pretty good.
I think it did. Okay, so I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about your gala. I know that you touched on it a little bit, but yeah, how has it been organizing it? And yeah, when is it? And like, how is that whole thing? Like, what do you want people out there to know about it?
Yeah. So our first annual scholarship gala will be on February 28th, 2025, in Garwood, New Jersey. It's going to be a great event. We are going to be awarding our first ever scholarship, which is going to be great. So we are going to be picking a student within the next 2 weeks, and then having them at the gala and giving them a big check, hopefully. And so it should be a great event. I'll be giving the keynote, which I'm super pumped for. It's going to be a great time. We have congressmen that have sent in videos that are going to be shown at the gala. We're going to honor some great people for their impact. Honor a teacher, which is great. Yeah. Jesus. I'm choking. Yeah, so we're going to honor a teacher, which is going to be so great, who has made such an impact in the lives of her students. So yeah, it's going to be a great event. I'm really, really excited for it. So it should be great.
Awesome. And yeah, and where can people follow you and follow your organization? Like, where can people find out more about your foundation?
Yeah, so we can be found at tiamariafoundation.org or Tia Maria Foundation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything. So those are our socials. And then feel free to reach out to me. Even if you're listening at home and you have a stutter, you know, want to reach out for, you know, whatever reason, I'm always open. I actually just connected. I played hockey for a lot of years, so I still play hockey. And I just recently connected with Eddie Lack, who was a NHL goalie for a lot of years, person who stutters.
Wow.
So just connected with him, the nicest guy. So yeah, reach out to me if you need anything, just, you know, somebody to talk to. It's the Tia Maria Foundation at gmail.com. Feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. And we'll include that in the show notes. And yeah, any last minute things you wanted to mention before we hop off?
Yeah. I think my message is just, you know, keep fighting out there. I think that's number one, is if you go into it with a good mindset and wake up every day and say, you know what, I don't care what people think about me. I don't care if they talk about my stutter behind my back or, you know, gossip or whatever. Don't care. Let them. I think that's the main thing. I mean, I still struggle every day. You know, a lot of things are stressful, you know, ordering food, you know, not speech that is organic, you know, in introducing yourself. I think that's all, you know, things that we struggle with. So just keep fighting. I think that's like the main message. And there's such a great, you know, group of people who share the same struggles. I mean, you have started a great network, and I think it's great what you're doing. Thank you on behalf of all of us for doing this. I think it's great. So yeah, just keep fighting and let them. I think that's the main message.
Love it. Well, Gavin, thank you so much for being on Proud Stutter. I know it's pretty late where you are, so appreciate it.
Of course.
And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Deniz, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.